Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show. Question of the day for you. Would you rather give up an hour of your pay or an hour of your time?
Ooh. I think that's going to be an easy one for a lot of people, and it's something they need to think about. And sometimes the money's great, but sometimes places need the volunteer help.
Yes, but they need the hands.
That's what's making it easy to be charitable with things like PayPal, Square thing.
Even
and
on
all
Facebook,
that.
When I donate to the charity now, it's all connected.
It's all connected.
Like, oh, yeah. So it makes it super simple.
Yeah.
And I love how you say, what's your famous saying, Jackson? Like, pennies make dimes,
Pennies make dimes make dollars, and dollars make differences.
Yes, and just seeing one day, it was in September for Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and a family that I become close with who lost their baby to cancer said, hey, guys, just $5, $10.
She
just
right.
asked for the minute, like, and you know what? I was like, yeah, if we each just donate $5 or $10, I know you might feel like, oh, that's not enough. But man, she hit $10,000 super fast because it reached, you know, 1,000 people.
Yeah, it's gone viral.
Yes.
You know, we were able to raise, what, almost $800,000 this year with the American Family Children's Hospital?
Correct.
And it wasn't because two people wrote $400,000
yeah.
checks. It's because a lot of people donated $15 a month.
Yes.
And that really piles up that's in there. I mean, so, you know, it really can make a difference. And, you know, with Giving Tuesday, if you don't have money to give, if you don't have time to give, something you can do is share the link of your favorite nonprofit. Let other people know about them, because
that's a
lot of times they're just trying to get awareness out for what it is that they do. One of the issues that we talked to with Project Home Serving Those Who Served, they said, hey, we need people to know that we provide this service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of folks don't know that's possible. We had some people in last year that provide, I think that was, I'm not sure if you were here for that, they provide guide dogs and service dogs for veterans.
Wow.
And they said, where we're at right now is, we actually need veterans to give dogs to.
Oh.
We have the funding. We have the dogs in place. We now need the people who need the dogs. So they came on for us to help them find people to give to, which sounds crazy, but sometimes when you have everything in place, that's that little boost that you need, and you can be a part of that today.
Good point. I mean, just seeing my last year about Badger Honor Flight, just seeing, like, I was aware of them because when I was in San Diego is such a huge military town, okay? So, Honor Flight.
Big Navy area, right?
Navy, it all. Marines.
Okay.
They got Camp Pendleton, Army. San Diego has it all with the military. So, just learning about Honor Flight there, but then coming back to the Madison area and learning, like, oh, cool, it's here too. Badger Honor Flight flies out of Madison.
What do they call it in California? California Honor Flight?
No, just Honor Flight.
Okay.
Yeah. And just hearing, like, how much it is volunteer-driven. Those volunteers are not getting paid a single penny, and they don't want to either, a lot of them.
And that one over there, I mean, you got to figure, they're going all the way across the United States. That's, what, a five-hour flight?
It is an overnight stay, too. They get a hotel room.
Okay, I'll say that.
Yes.
That one is a bit bigger, because
yes.
here we're at least already halfway across the country.
Yep, and you do it all in one day.
Which it still is a lot of traveling, but that makes sense then if they get an overnight stay.
Yes.
Because that would be maybe two at least six-hour flights in one day. That's a lot of veterans that have a lot of problems traveling with that.
Recently, we were talking about the different generations, how they're fighting against each other. Still, the people in their 90s are the toughest generation ever, and I wish I had a little bit more of their gumption. Because with that overnight stay, Tammy went on that honor flight, and her veteran was a woman in her 90s. And she's like, guess who was the party animal and went to the bar and had her little Manhattan cocktail with all the 90-year-old fellas while I was the one having to crash because I was too tired?
I'm jet lagged. She's like, whatever, sissy.
Exactly.
Well, that's like I was talking to my grandma, who's 90, will be 93 in January. She still drives, and she was saying that she still mows her own lawn.
See?
She gets out on her riding mower, and she has her grabber handle thing, and she picks up sticks, and like she gets out and does all kinds of stuff. She's moving with a walker, but She's getting up and moving around at 92. Mm-hmm. I know people who are in their 30s that have a bad back, never done a day of manual labor in their entire lives.
Don't even like making their beds
in the morning. Oh, I don't make my bed. That's weird.
But see, I think that has a lot to do with it. Those little details, like once you make your bed, once you then clean the dishes, once you do the laundry, once you get out. But you're also a manual guy.
I make the bed. I do the dishes. I do the laundry. I do all that stuff. But making the bed, that's just, to me, 100% wasted calories. Because A, I don't like the covers tucked in.
We don't do that either. That drives me nuts. I do like just making it look nice. Like, just throw the comforter on. It just changes the whole room.
I'll do that to keep the dogs from messing it up with their dirty paws. But yeah, my mom is a bed maker, and she makes her bed every single day.
Yes.
And I just don't get who's got the kind of time. I know,
but it's not even time. You know what I mean?
It takes at least five minutes. You know, and my wife, who's late all the time, that's five more minutes. She's going to be late. Also, I leave so early. I'd make her into the bed. Like, she would be one with the bed. Also, I'd trap a dog in there. It wouldn't be good for anybody.
So if you ever go over to a younger person's house and their bed is made, no, it's just for you. Because that's the only time I'll really make it. Like, oh, crap, somebody's coming over. Make the bed.
Also, we have a hard time making the bed because we each have our own set of comforter. We don't share a comforter.
Oh, you can still just lay the comforter down. Prop up the pillows a little bit. Ta-da, you're done. That's all I do.
Yeah.
I don't do anything fancy.
Then you have both comforter, and then I got to pull my comforter back over to my side when it's time. Now we're just causing, and I'm already cranky when I'm going to bed. No, we're causing too many problems.
Hey, looking at our live feeders, they're already sharing the charities that they like being a part of or maybe have helped them. That exactly what Aaron just posted.
Yes.
There's an organization I know nothing about. Let's see. Huntington's disease, the reprom.
So in February, I think you were in.
Oh, I was just starting with you. Yeah, that's where I met Aaron and Shauna.
And Shauna, mm-hmm. Yeah, they came in. And great organization right there.
Because Shauna had a family member who passed away from that disease.
Yeah.
Very rare disease.
A very scary disease as well. It's, you know.
How do you pronounce it again?
Huntington's disease.
Huntington's disease.
Yep. Yep.
Is there another disease like Hutchinson's?
Probably. You name it. There's probably, Kraft's disease. I mean, you name it. There's probably a disease after it.
Yeah. So coming up in February, Huntington's disease is doing a reprom. And that's, you know, what it's all about. Trying to put on a party so people come together, learn about your event. Oh, another group I learned about in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
EDS.
Yes, EDS Wisconsin.
That's, ask me to say the whole phrase.
Elders Downs Syndrome, something like
Yes.
But look it up. So some of our friends from the American Family Children's Hospital,
yes.
Tom and Johanna, Tom and Johanna Young, their beautiful two daughters have it. Their son, mm-hmm. Cam, was diagnosed first, and then
Cam
Mary.
Was first. That's
and then
right.
Mary, the older one, was diagnosed afterwards. And something you don't really realize, but it's a very difficult battle that they deal with every single day.
Chronic pain.
It's like the glue that holds your body together is dissolving. And your joints can come out of socket. I mean, just all kinds of problems. I mean, seeing a kid who's 12 looking like they have arthritis because his knees hurt so bad and things like that is just absolutely terrible to see. So they're a great organization. My nonprofit has donated to them a few mm-hmm. times, and we've done events for them. We'll probably end up doing another one with them in 2020.
Yeah,
and
they had a fun party, a trivia day that some of the live feeders like 9797 and Northwoods John came out to be at. So yeah, look up the reprom for Huntington's disease live feeders and go support Aaron. And Darcy, yes, Darcy and I met during Badger Honor Flight. Darcy is one of the great volunteers who's also one of our live feeders who's sharing the link right now. So this is a good podcast. If you're listening to the podcast, go to our Facebook page when you're done with it. Today's Q106 on Facebook, and you'll see how we record this podcast, and you can see our lovely faces and then everybody's links.
9797 said, I don't have time to make my bed because I'm listening to this podcast. Or I'm watching this podcast.
That's great.
We're helping you not make beds.
Oh my
one
gosh.
Messy bed at a time. That's what we promise to do for America.
We're about to get on our morning show and revisit our time with Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan from yesterday. And shame on all of us. It was Aaron Rodgers' birthday yesterday, and we forgot to mention that with Marty.
I think Marty was a little too excited about it to bring that up. Yeah. So here we go. Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. That's Ryan Hurd down to a T. Love that kid's voice. High of 32 today. Sunny. So it's going to look warm. But wear a coat. It is 28 at 5:44.
In case you missed it, Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan, joined the show yesterday. He's always so funny. So listen to our conversation with Marty. And shame on us. We forgot it was Aaron Rodgers' birthday yesterday.
Shame on him. Okay, we didn't talk to him last week because, well, there was a bit of a disappointing performance by our Packers. And then there was a Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he's feeling stuffed and joyous because of the huge win against the hapless Giants. We've got Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan, on. How you doing, bud?
Hey there. 9-3. Don't sound too bad this year. You know, feeling good about 9-3. That's for sure.
That smells like playoffs.
Yeah, that one was a little tight towards the end there, but they wound up blowing it up in the fourth, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's got to make you feel good after a bad performance against the Niners.
Oh, goodness Christ. I don't know what team showed up. I feel like the Bears stole the Packers' jerseys that night and just ran off to San Fran and played the game for us. I don't know what happened. They got to clean that up.
Yeah. That does not make you feel good about when the playoffs get come around.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Christ. I had to drink an extra case of High Life just to forget that game.
That's great. Marty, we're so thankful for you. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, my Thanksgiving was good. You know, you get up north to Mukwonamuck, and, you know, you just hang out with all the fam. We did a very traditional Wisconsin Thanksgiving. You know, we had all the things you'd expect. We had bratwurst, cheddarwurst, wiener schnitzel, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah, you gotta have that.
Well, you know what's so Wisconsin is the cranberries. And guess what, Marty? Jackson finally tasted jelly cranberries for the first time in his life on Friday.
Oh, hey, you popped your cranberry. Congratulations.
Yeah, I may lose my Wisconsin card for this. Not a fan. I'm just not a fan. I'm sorry.
Oh, jeez. All right. That's the Ohio talking in you.
Indiana. It's Indiana. I will not be accused.
Right. Well, you know, same thing.
I will not be accused of being from Ohio, sir.
Marty, you would love it. My six-year-old son got his first Packers helmet Christmas ornament from Grandma over the weekend.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yep. Start them early.
That's right. Are you doing any Cyber Monday shopping today?
Cyber Monday shopping, you know, I might look at a couple specialty cheese shops. Sometimes you can get some good deals out here, you know, and I mean, other than that, you know, some thermal coming up for the winter here.
Oh, yeah, I got to stay warm, especially if you're going to be tailgating, going to a Packer game. It gets cold there in the December games, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's not a race, it's a marathon, you know?
Yes. One of my friends brought a 99 beer case to the game for the Badgers over the weekend, and that looked so cool. Have you tried that yet?
Yeah, you know, 99, that's a great start, you know? That's a real admirable, you know, that'll get you through the first hour.
Yeah.
That's a good preparation.
That's a nice warm-up. Well, we appreciate you calling us. We appreciate you taking some time.
Marty.
And so do you know who the Packers play this upcoming week?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got the Redskins again this week.
Okay.
So, you know, a little bit of a Thanksgiving game for us.
Yeah.
And, I think we beat the Redskins. You know, they haven't been playing too hot this year. I'm going to go 28-10 Green Bay.
All right. So make your bets now. Marty says it. He's going to help you make a little bit of cash.
There you go.
Well, thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. And go back to bed or, you know, snuggle up with a bratwurst, whatever it is you do early on a Monday morning.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, you guys take care.
Oh, Marty, he's so much fun.
He is.
He will. We're going to have him live in studio coming up sometime this month. He's coming back in town. He is a stand-up comic from the Wisconsin area that lives in Austin, Texas right now, but he's coming back to visit family for the holidays and to do a few shows. So we're really looking forward to have him in. He's a ton of fun. We had him in. Last year?
Within this past year.
Well, we had him in last year as well for a Therapy Thursday.
Oh, funny.
And it was hilarious. It was so good having him in. His real name is Martin Henn. He's a comedian named Martin Henn. And kind of like Charlie Behrens.
Yeah.
He's a regular guy. But he stayed in Marty character the whole time he was on with Therapy Thursday. And he was not only giving good advice, he was giving hilarious advice.
That's awesome.
It was a ton of fun. So
what was the Therapy Thursday about?
Oh, don't ask me that. Football? I have no idea.
Like, I'm going to my Bears family member's house or something?
I don't think it had anything to do with football. I think it was just a regular Therapy Thursday.
So yeah.
And he was just throwing out advice. He was out there. He's like a bratwurst Dr. Phil. You know? He's out there just throwing it down.
Woo!
Little Marty does. So jumping back onto the Today's Q106 Facebook page, we got a couple other another one here. Eptimaliza Beluza, the worst disease you ever heard of. My friend's son suffers from this. No cure. Very sorry to hear that. Debra.org. So thank you for sharing that, Darcy. Mm-hmm. And thank you everyone who's honestly sharing these links here, because, you know, we don't even know these things exist. A lot of times you don't even know these things exist until they happen to you.
Yes.
You know, I'm guessing that the Shauna's family didn't know what Huntington's disease was until her mom was diagnosed with it. And now she's, you know, raising money for them all the time. So
did you go to your prom? Because they're doing a whole re-prom thing.
I was on prom court.
You were?
Hang on. Pause real quick now.
That's because there was only three people in your school?
That may have been the reason.
The king, the queen, and the jester?
That's pretty much it. Uh-huh. Now, why is it surprising that old Jackson was on prom court? I'm a charming guy.
Prom court, I only know king and queen. There's more to that?
Oh, no. Prom court is... there's a bunch of people on there. So there's...
everybody gets a trophy?
It's said damn near. There's eight couples that are on prom court. And then those are the ones you vote for.
Oh.
And whoever it is. And it was always tradition in our school that the actual couple who had been dating the longest wins.
Gotcha.
So Kim Meyer and Justin Goble, they actually got their senior pictures taken together. That's the kind of couple they were.
Do you know if they're still together?
No, they are not. She's married to a very nice military man.
Cool.
And he's married to a very nice young woman. They still live in the same area.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They still live in Belleville. I think he may be the football coach in Belleville now. And he runs his dad's dairy farm. I can't remember what it is that she does. But her husband is a recruiter, I think, for the Army. I want to say the Army. Very nice people. But you know, I mean, they were the hot couple, you know. But yeah, I remember they had their senior pictures taken together.
And were people just voting for you because they thought you'd beat them up if you didn't vote?
Oh, I wasn't that scary. No, I was like the girl I was dating at the time. Her name's Melissa Moss. Beautiful girl, but she was like a super goody-goody. Like, I think she was damn near the valedictorian of our class.
Okay.
She played the organ in her church. Like, she now is a world-class singer. Like,
oh,
that
my
does
gosh!
Like, yeah, her husband passed away a few years ago of cancer.
Wow.
Very, very sad.
Man.
She just moved back to town. She came and saw me at Taste of Madison. And she's like, hey! And I was like, oh, my God! Literally haven't seen you since high school.
Prom court.
Yes. So she had no business hanging out with me on prom court at all. And
I did not go to prom because
not?
I
pregnant?
Did not have a boyfriend. Did you see my? I did not have a boyfriend.
You couldn't go with your friends?
Well, it cost money. It was like $50 to $100 just for the ticket.
So what? It's an experience.
No, I'm not spending that on something where I don't even have a boyfriend.
Even as a teenager, you were frugal. You're lame sauce.
Oh, man.
What kind of teenager is like, Lily would literally light a $100 bill on fire to stay warm. She wouldn't give
a
crap.
Man, the difference, right? Oh, Debbie on our live feed, she says, all juniors are on prom court in Barneville. Why is it such a
small? Because it's so small, yeah. Now, I was on prom court, but when homecoming court came around, I must have dropped a few points because I didn't make it onto homecoming court.
Oh.
Yeah. Sad. Very sad. But I was showing my wife my pictures. I have to find them. They're in my yearbook. And I had white gloves on at prom court. And my wife was like, why did you have gloves on? I'm like, because they came with a tuxedo. And then one of my friends just posted his pictures.
Yes.
And he had the white gloves on as well. Brian Foreman. And I told my wife, I said, see, look, classy. Kids can wear classy.
My husband wore a top hat and a cane.
Hell yeah. See, someone said, didn't you guys have canes? I said, if they'd have given us canes, we'd have spent the whole time beating the hell out of each other.
No.
Like that we shouldn't have. We didn't need those. But no, I mean, if they'd have given me tails, a top hat, a cane, and a monocle, you bet I would have rocked all that.
How did you afford that?
What do you mean? My mom paid for it.
Oh, so you rented the tux.
Yeah, it's only $100.
Only.
Oh what? My God.
That's so much money. Oh. The whole tuxedo rental business is very interesting. Why do girls pay and keep their dresses for $100 and poor guys, they pay $100 and they wear it for 2 hours and it's done?
Why do women go and spend 5 hours getting their hair done beforehand? That's your fault. Same thing with wedding dresses. Why does your wedding dress cost $5,000?
Mine cost $400 and it was on sale going out of business.
Mackenzie still hasn't told me how much her wedding dress costs. I don't want to know. That's what I don't want to know. I know it was upwards past $1,000.
Man, oh.
Yeah,
man.
But it's because you women are difficult. That's really what it comes down to. It's not, don't be blaming us. Don't be putting that on us. That's on y'all.
Came on our Facebook page and said, Steph, we need to throw a prom so Steph can experience. So, Kim, the reason I started bringing this up is because on Giving Tuesday, if you scroll in the comments, you'll see Aaron, one of our live feeders, they're doing a reprom. And that's why I was like, okay, I got to go to this reprom now. And it's for Huntington's disease. So we'll all have fun together for a great cause.
Yeah, I'm fully expecting Lily to find a boyfriend who's a junior or a senior in the next 3 months so she can go to prom again. Like, I'm fully expecting her to go out and fish her one out of the pond mainly for that purpose. Like, that's, she's so into going to prom and homecoming. But I did tell her, though, we bought you that one dress.
Yeah.
I'm not getting you another dress until it's your prom. Then we'll get you the expensive one that I shouldn't be paying for. Then we'll go ahead and get that. And I was like, but we got a really good deal on the dress that we got. It's about $200. I was like, but I'm not doing that every year.
I know. And it's like, what do you do with it now?
You wore that one to Oregon's prom. You can wear that one to your prom now.
Hey, there we go.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to wrap up here because we got some business to take care of. And again, keep posting your links on here. Please share the podcast. We really need to kick our listens up. So if you're one of the live feeders, please, 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 please share this, download this. We need you to. We really need to keep our
listens
up. Thank
you for being our megaphone.
Absolutely. We need you to do that. That's how people are going to find out about this. If you guys would please talk about this and tell your friends, hey, these are a couple of chuckleheads knocking each other around in the morning with goofy words. You guys might enjoy this.
Or very poetic words sometimes, like we captured Jackson.
Absolutely. And keep in mind, what's the greatest nation, Steph?
Generosity? No, wait.
Donation.
Donation.
And what's the capital city?
Generosity.
That's what I'm
there
talking about. There
I was
we go.
Using the wrong one. Okay, do it again. Okay, now I'm ready.
What's the greatest nation, Steph?
Donation.
And what's the capital city?
Generosity.
There we go. See, that's the quality broadcasting you get from Social Mornings.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.